Okay, so here we actually go in our Bitachon crash course. So the first, before we actually get into it, we have to always think about the Chazon Ish, which who said that people who say that they have Bitachon very likely do not have Bitachon, and people who don't think they have Bitachon have much higher of a chance of actually having Bitachon, right? So again, what we're laying out here is like an ideal of what this looks like. It doesn't mean that we are like actually there and like going to check off the box and move on to the next Midah or Avodah that we're gonna come up with, right? Like this is a lifelong avoda, and just like we have to orient ourselves there first. Okay, so it's going to be three sections. The first section is like different foundations, different assumptions, different beliefs and truths that we have to realize in order to be able to work on bitachon. The second section is what bitachon asks us to believe, and the third is what bitachon asks us to do. And again, just this disclaimer, it's only the first three, it's the introduction and the first three chapters of Shaar B'Tachon, so it probably goes on further, but I can't say what those are because Rav Leichter doesn't talk about it, and I would be a fool to try to learn that by myself. Okay, so here we go. Okay, ready? What are the things that B'Tachon asks us to believe before we could even work on it? Sorry, like what are the foundations that we have to believe before we can work on B'Tachon? Which is this again, and this is the line that we repeated more than anything else in this class, which is or this chabura, which is that every situation that Hashem puts me in here and now, there is something for me to work on here that Hashem is interested in right now. So again, it requires that our attitude towards Hashem in both Emunah and Bitachon, and this like is consistent across Rav Leichter, in both of those, is not of us being dependent on Hashem as a provider. Even though that is a good hashkafa, right? That Hashem will give me what I want and what I need. It's like the thank you Hashem movement, that Hashem provides everything for us that we want. It's true. It's a true, accurate hashkafa and a way that we relate to Hashem. It's just not Bitachon. The thing that we have to believe about Hashem in Bitachon is this perception, again, that Rav Leichter talks about a lot, or Rav Hirsch talks about it a lot too, of basically Hashem as educator. That Hashem set up my life intentionally for me to learn from it and to grow as a human being from all and any situation that I'm faced with, no matter what, whether or not I did that to myself from like errors, like meaning whether or not I messed up and got myself into a situation, it doesn't matter. Like again, we talked about it and we think about, like Rav Leichter was very upset with Chaim Walder's suicide because he felt like that was not believing this part of Bitachon and the fact that anyone could not call it out when talking about it. He's like, there is never a point at which we don't have access to Avodas Hashem in our own specific lives. Even if we got ourselves into a really bad situation, it doesn't matter. This ground is still under our feet at all times, which is that there is something in my life, whether or not I did it to myself, someone else did it to myself, Hashem did it to me, whatever my life looks like, it doesn't matter. There is something right now that Hashem is interested and wants from me, no matter what. Okay, so again, that makes my life right now of value to Hashem, not only when XYZ problem is solved or when I get X, Y, and Z, right? And again, this is calling out the dynamic that very often we start to focus on Bitachon when something isn't working. Hi, Javi. We start to focus on Bitachon when something in my life does not look the way that I want it to look, right? That's more often than not when we start working on Bitachon and being conscientious of Bitachon. So thinking about that dynamic too, still. Right now, my life is just as valuable to Hashem as it will be down the line when I get that thing that I want. And again, the thing that we want is very often not like three cars, right? Like, we don't want those kinds of things. We want things that we think are valuable to our avodas Hashem and to our relationship with Hashem. And even as we're trying to get that, we believe that we're going to work towards it. We believe that the work that we do towards it will change reality and that Hashem will provide that for us. Definitely, all that is true. And at the same time, Bitachon starts right here, right now. And my belief that right now my life is of value to Hashem just as much as it will be, and that right now Hashem is interested in my avodas Hashem just as much as he will be down the line when I have that thing that I think is better for my avodas Hashem or for my life in general, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So again, it means that Bitachon isn't something that will happen. And it's not a focus on something that will happen. That's, I think, colloquially how we think about Bitachon. It's like we want something to happen that isn't happening, and we have to believe that Hashem is going to make that thing happen. But then Bitachon is all about my focus is like at the future, down the line, on this thing that I don't have right now. And this is very different. This is Bitachon is not something that about something that will happen. It's about something that is already happening. My bitachon starts with my thinking that my situation right now that doesn't to me feel ideal is what Hashem wants from me, and it's calling to me, and there's some work for me to do there. And it also requires us, and this is very hard, and again, just like disclaiming about bitachon, this is how it feels, but like, it's that I have to want to work as the basis of my bitachon. It's not that I want something and that I want something to change or that I want something. It's that I want to work. That's the basis of my bitachon. Again, it's not that I want to be somewhere, and the more that I think that I want to be there, and the more desperately I want to be there, and the more that I ask Hashem to get me there, the more likely that it is for me to get there, and that's my bitachon. That's not bitachon, right? I don't know what it is, but it's that I have to want to work right now and believe that that process is what gets down the line me what I want, biyad Hashem. Okay, so that's that was just the foundation. Now the question is, like, what does bitachon ask us to believe? So we're on part two. What does a bitachon ask us to believe? So again, working off of what we just built up, bitachon is a shift away from what do I want and how do I rely on Hashem to get me what I want, which is part of it, and believing that he'll give it to me also, which is also part of it, right? But bitachon is the shift away from that process of what do I want and shifting onto the process of what is wanted from me. Right, and again, these are the ringing words of Viktor Frankl. Also, like, that's what I hear every time that Rav Leichter said this. Like, away from what do I want from my life and more onto what does my life want from me? Again, even in a situation that is not ideal. Okay, then it also means, therefore, like, what does it require me to believe? That the quality of my bitachon is measured by how engaged I am in my life right now. Not how detached and how like uninvolved and how like there's something else happening and there's a different story up there and I don't understand what's happening, right? Bitachon is not measured by a detachment from my situation, no matter how hard my situation is. The quality of my bitachon is measured by how engaged I am in my life, how much I'm actually feeling what's going on for me and experiencing what's going on for me, even when that's hard, and how much I'm finding something in there to work on, which again is part three, we're about to get there. Right, but again, it's bitachon is measured. The gauge of our bitachon is how engaged we are in our life, and not how disengaged and like above our lives we sit. And that's why it leads to also menuchas hanefesh, this concept that we keep talking about, menuchas hanefesh, which again, kimashmao, it's the resting of our souls. That it's not this like detachment, and it's not even an acceptance, and it's not like a mindfulness, right? It's not this like detachment of ourselves from our lives. It's menuchas hanefesh. My soul is resting exactly where I am. My soul is settled in my reality, even when my reality is very hard. And again, that's again, calling it out, the very hard dynamic of bitachon, that my reality is hard, but I want to be here because there's something that Hashem wants for me here. Because I believe that my world and what Hashem wants for me fit snugly. That was like, Rav Leichter said that again and again in his chaburas. My life and what it looks like and the avodas Hashem that Hashem wants for me fit snugly. They're exactly perfect. Anything that I need for my avodas Hashem in my world, I already have. I definitely already have it. So again, my reality is hard, but I want to be here, working here, and not only there where it's solved, working there. That's what bitachon requires us to believe and to work on developing in ourselves. And again, what this means also is that bitachon is like wildly personal. There's no one way that bitachon looks for everybody. It's different for everyone, everywhere, and at every point in my life, again, at any and all points, I believe that my purpose is here right now and that Hashem will give me what I want later, and my tefillos and my work and everything does impact that and it will change. But at the same time, right here, right now, for me in my life, this is where I should be and this is where Hashem wants something of me, and anything that I do here, no matter how small, is of value. Okay, the third part, and then we'll stop for questions, but this is our crash course, so we're going fast, is what bitachon asks us to do, which is this. It's three parts, or like three different things that we spoke about over the course of this chabura. So what does bitachon ask us to do? So the first thing is that, again, in my life, and especially in times that are not ideal, which is often when we start working on bitachon, in those times we choose, in those times we find like a small piece of our experience, of our reality that I could work on that resonates with me. It doesn't matter how small. It just has to speak to me. There has to be some, that's like the, that's again, the avoda that Bitachon asks us to do in a practical sense, is to experience the hard that my life is right now when we're in those situations and say, what is something here that speaks to me, that develops me, that I could work on, that develops me as a person, even while I'm going through this thing that for the most part does feel off for me. So that's like one thing that it asks us to do. And we start and we work there. And again, it doesn't matter how small. We don't have to say like, come on, this small thing, and that's going to change my reality down the line. And the answer is like, yes. No matter what small thing we do, it does change reality down the line. Again, especially if we're sifting through our reality and trying to find a piece that resonates with us. The second thing it asks us to do is that in general, and this was like a huge thing, it only came up towards the end, but I've been thinking about it probably more than anything else that came up in this chabura myself. Again, this is the piece that I think that shifted something for me and resonated with me, is that bitachon, Rav Leuchter was talking about through Chovos HaLevavos, that bitachon is built through my own experience of my own reality and my own life story. That's where we have to learn. That's like the muscle that we have to flex in bitachon, is looking at our own lives and learning something from it. Looking from our own lives and learning about Hashem from it, about our experience of Hashem, about Hashem's interaction with us, about his guidance, about good and evil, about my own conscience and my own moral values, right? That's the muscle that we have to flex in bitachon. And Rav Leuchter said, which again, only Rav Leuchter could say something like this, but he's like, if we're always looking to inspiration from the outside, someone else's life story, someone else's like inspiring thing, someone else's inspiring moment, he's like, it's only because we don't believe that we have that in our own lives. You're only going to go to someone else's inspiring story and like listen to it and be all inspired if you don't think that you could look at your own life and have your own story and be inspired by it. But that is the part that builds bitachon, which is so interesting. I never thought about that relating to bitachon. So the other thing that we have to do is be able to, and Rav Hirsch talks about this all the time. I just read a piece of Rav Hirsch last week about this, where he talks about looking at the natural world around us and history, and that building bitachon. It was his Peir Shantfila. So again, we see this all the time. Like our bitachon is built, the muscle within us is built through looking at our own lives through a lens of bitachon, you know, of seeing our own story and the pieces where Hashem speaks to us through that. And the last piece, and this is where we're closing this out, but the last piece that we do and the last thing that we learn together at the end of Paragimo, was about, again, this belief system. And this is another very practical piece here, which is that us believing that, or I guess the basis of it is that everything that happens, happens for two reasons at the same time. The first is that there's a gezeirah of Hashem. Hashem wants it to happen. But bitachon doesn't end there. Bitachon is not only believing that whatever Hashem does, whatever happens in the world, is from a gezeirah of Hashem. The other half of that, that Chovos HaLevavos talks about, is these sibos, right? These reasons that are natural, organic, regular life reasons that things happen. So anything that happens, happens for two reasons. There's a gezeirah from Hashem, and because the natural world that Hashem set up got it there. And our responsibility in bitachon is not only to believe the first part, but also to believe the second part, and to take responsibility for the second part. And that when we want something to happen that is not happening right now, it is not only to believe that it's not happening right now because Hashem doesn't want it to happen, and God willing, it will happen when Hashem wants it to happen, but it's also to take responsibility for those sibos, for getting the world into a place where this should happen in a natural way. And that's also part of our Avodas Hashem, and it's part of our bitachon, which is a beautiful thing. And he goes so far as to say that, like, that's where we're judged. Like, that's where our Avodas Hashem is, like, held up and, like, you know, marked in Hashem's big book in Shemayim, is the sibos that we choose, and how we choose them, and why we choose them, and the kavonos behind them when we play them out. And the difference is that, and again, he talked about this, and I think it's so beautiful, the difference is what it does to us, right? Bitachon is supposed to build us as people. The only people who don't need to do both of these parts are people who are already built up completely as human beings, and I don't know anybody like that. Maybe you do. So, right, it's that if it was only about believing that everything is from Hashem, it would make us very dependent and like hands off and very weak. Right? Like, I can't do anything, Hashem. It's only you. It's all up to you. It's all about you. What are we building in ourselves? We're building this, like, we're weak, we're powerless, we're dependent, we can't do anything for ourselves. And that's not what Hashem wants out of human beings. Versus, here's what it looks like if there are both of those pieces together. right? Hashem, I want this to happen. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. These are the four things that I've looked at the world, and I've determined that the world really, like, if I do these things, it should lead us there, right? I become strong and competent and strategic and thoughtful and engaged in my life. And at the same time, I say, Hashem, that is all my business. And I've done all those four things, let's say, to get towards this point. And the rest, no matter if those succeed or if those fail, that's up to you. So we still have that relationship of understanding that no matter what happens in the world, it is because of that gezeira of Hashem. But we've taken care of those sibos, and those have built us along the way. And we're supposed to be built by those sibos. And the last piece of advice that he gives, besides, or that we're learning, I guess, at the end of Shaar Gimel, is that instead of just doing those sibos and picking them, we pick the sibos that resonate with us. You pick the sibos that speak to you and that speak to your strengths and that speak to the things that you want and the things that you're good at and the things that make sense to you to do. And you believe, and that's where the bitachon comes in, that you believe that if you engage in those things, those are the sibos that will bring you the end that you want with that gezeir of Hashem intact. So that's our crash course. Again, in like the one line summary, it would be that my work starts exactly where I am, even when my life does not look the way that I would like it to work. Look, my work starts there in my life. And my life right now is valuable to Hashem. And my choices right now are valuable to Hashem. And Hashem is interested in me taking the responsibility of doing something and changing something, no matter how small, in my life. That's a siba. And then we believe that Hashem will change his gezeira to help that will benefit me in the future. But right now, all the same, my life and my choices are valuable to Hashem, and my life is asking something of me, and I find that nigun that resonates with me in my life, and I work on it, and that is bitachon.